pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Redmond?
Here.
Mr. O'Neill is absent. Mr. Francy?
Yes.
Ms. King?
Here.
Mayor Norman?
Here. I just want to welcome Mr. Redmond to the table. This is his first council meeting.
Yay!
Welcome to Mr. Redmond. Go ahead, ma'am.
Did you
want to
do Mr. Hill? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, R11-227. Resolution appointing borough administrator.
We have a resolution to a permanent appointment for Mr. Hill. He's been at this for, what, about 8 months now, Tim?
Six plus.
Feels like eight. Anyway, six plus would be two, would be eight, but he's been at this over 6 months, let's say that. We're putting Mr. Hill in. Do we read the dollar amount, Mr. Hefiger?
You don't have to.
Okay, it's going to be at $90,000 with concessions of days that he had accrued that he's giving back. So we're right around the ballpark we wanted to be at. I will say, sitting in this chair, when people don't get calls back when they call a borough hall, I generally get the first call, and I didn't get one yet since Mr. Hill has been in this position. I used to get quite a few at the different administrators as a councilman, so we've noticed a change in culture downtown also, and we appreciate it, and we're paying for it tonight in a positive manner. With that, I'll offer it.
Offered by Mayor Nolan. I'll second it. Second by Ms. Kane. Mr. Redmond?
Yes.
Mr. Francy?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Absolutely, yes. Thank you, Mr. Hill.
Next up was committee reports. Do you want to call?
Hang on one second. I think we're going to bypass it.
Yeah, we're going to bypass the committee reports tonight. Urgent matters. The chief, you had something, I believe? You okay?
And actually, can we just let the HPP do?
Carl, I know you wanted to say something. So you had a meeting. I know Ms. Kane was there. Wait, yeah. There you are. And your board was there?
Okay.
Would you like to speak on it? Please.
HPP held a board meeting on November 22nd, 2011 at the original Oyster Restaurant. Our 2012 budget, goals and objectives, and calendar of events have been submitted to the council. While they have been submitted in prior years, it was suggested that the New Jersey State League of Municipalities taking care of business session, that it was more transparent to have the council acknowledge receipt of the goals and objectives with the resolution. The report gives a summary of what the assessment dollars will be used for. As always, all reports, agendas, minutes, and goals are posted on islandsnj.com/HVP in the meeting archive. The Marketing and Event Committee reported that the thank you letters and holiday cards went out to the sponsors and volunteers. HPP prepared the 2012 calendar for consideration. We're in the process of preparing our destination marketing advertisements for the County Tourism Office. The annual Beef and Brew fundraising dinner for the 2012 St. Patrick's Day Parade will be held on Sunday, January 29th. 2012 from 4 to 8 p.m. at Off the Hook Restaurant. Tickets are $30 and can be purchased at Borough Hall, Laura's Pancakes, and Off the Hook. All proceeds will pay the Pipers for the 10th annual St. Patrick's Day Parade on Saturday, March 24, 2012. The 2012 Grand Marshal is Helen Soika of the Andy Shore Bar, and there'll be a Deputy Grand Marshal, Marianne Soika. The sash will be presented at the fundraiser. Once approved, the calendar will be posted online. The Visual Improvement Committee, in preparation for the tree lighting and holiday program, the VIC proceeded with the plans for the 2011 holiday decorations in partnership with the borough. The HDP paid for the containers and the borough paid for the public areas such as Hovey Veterans, Borough Hall, etc. The committee has plans to expand the 2012 budget to include a seasonal maintenance program from Memorial Day to Labor Day, either with a landscaper or part-time person who will focus on Bay Avenue and the business areas, provide services such as weeding, sweeping, power washing, and the overall general appearance of Bay Avenue during the peak season. While Bay Avenue is largely residential, unlike other main streets, HBP feels it is imperative to change the image of Bay Avenue in order to attract more viable walking traffic. HBP has included $15,000 in the budget for this program and will work directly with the borough officials for a successful program. The Economic Development Committee members will be meeting with Council Liaison Rebecca Kane to review and comment on the engineer's report provided by TNM in response to the HBP zoning recommendation. HBP voted to sponsor the TNR program for more traps in order to assist in controlling the feral cat problem. The board felt it was important to the appearance and perception of our downtown. Thank you on behalf of the HBP. We wish you a happy holiday season.
Thank you, Carla.
Thank you very much.
I just want to tie on to Carla's report. I think putting those funds aside for the part-time person and cleaning the Bay Avenue area is going to be a huge improvement for our business district. With that, then, I had a meeting last night with myself, Mr. Redmond, Chief Blewett, Dave Mercado, and Tim Hill about focusing on code enforcement issues, focusing on the Bay Avenue area and, of course, throughout the entire town. And we did put a policy in place on how we're going to start stronger enforcement. I think for 2012, we're going to take a step back and start really cleaning house and moving forward, so this way we're ready to be extremely marketable and where we need to be to really bring more business in. So I think you're going to see a total different, code enforcement is going to be very aggressive. And I think that's a very good thing for Highlands. I know Mr. Redmond's very adamant about cleaning up. I think we all are, and now, you know, having the key players, Chief Blewett, Mr. Mercado, Tim Hill, on it, we're going to be tracking it, and it's going to be aggressive, and it's going to be constant. So,
and quite frankly, that started tonight with putting Tim in place full permanent. Mm-hmm.
So. And on a personal note, your $500 for the TNL program is deeply appreciated, and it's a good example of some of the foresight. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah, that was for this year, and you know, we'll look into it again for next year as the program needs assistance.
I'll thank AJ when I see her.
Well, it's important, you know.
Absolutely.
Businesses don't want cats coming up to their patrons when they're leaving the establishment.
Anything else, Carla?
No, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, up next is the FY 2012 Municipal Budget Public Hearing. This was published in the November 11th edition of the Two River Times. We received a verbal approval from the DLGS, and now we can open this for public hearing.
Open the public hearing. Any questions? The CFO is here. On the anyone take a look yet at the proposed 2012 municipal budget from the audience? Any questions? Obviously, this is the beginning, really not an end. There's still numbers coming in. And
no, this is actually the adopt. This is the adoption.
This is the final. Okay.
Yeah.
And where's our rate at, Tim?
Well,
Steve?
Our amount, since we're a fiscal year, we don't operate on the same type of rate basis that a normal calendar year might operate on. We go by from year to year on the amount to be raised. The county will set a rate, but it won't be, I wouldn't call it a similar rate to a calendar year town. Our taxes are up 6.29%. We're going from 5.67, almost 5.671 million. To a little over $6 million in amount to be raised. Our budget is actually down slightly from last year. Our problems are on the revenue side, which I think the majority of municipalities face it from the recession. They're trying to come out of the recession. Our surplus is the big issue. We are down $302,000 in our surplus. On the positive side, from council action in the previous year, we have reduced staff. We have eliminated the municipal garage and gone with an interlocal with Atlantic Highlands for that service. We have privatized the sanitation department. We have gone to New Jersey State Health Benefits Program, which has had a substantial savings for the borough. So we have, in the last year, gotten quite a bit accomplished. We have laid off some employees outside of the things that we mentioned here. But we have accomplished a lot in the last year in trying to get control of our expenses. Unfortunately, We don't have a lot of control of some of the revenues that come in to the borough.
We don't.
And so that's where we sit right now. We are pushing the state levy cap, about $300 under the levy cap, which will be a problem next year, more than likely. But that's where we sit right now. We are in full compliance with all the budget statutes. And so based on that, we are ready for an adoption at this point in time.
Any comments from the table? Chris, I know you worked on this.
No, I mean, Steve, we reduced the amount to run this, the local government, by almost $200,000, all right, which is a credit to what we've done in spite of the snowstorm and those expenses. All right. Yet our revenue dropped $300,000.
Right.
All right. And it's just, you know, we're going to have a tough budget coming up. So there's not much to say about it yet. FEMA money.
Well, if we get FEMA money, the FEMA money will come in to help offset problems next year. Because at this point, the FEMA expense reimbursements aren't even submitted yet. They're not at that date from a FEMA standpoint. So obviously we have no money anticipated in the budget until we would base it on what we actually get back in cash. And that money when it comes in, will be utilized in the next budget as an additional revenue to help offset next year's budget.
What you're saying from a business standpoint, we need to bring more revenue in. Because we're pretty much cut to where we're going to be cut.
It's not only that. It's that certain revenues that we generate as what we'll call local revenue or municipal revenue is down from the economy. For the number one example is interest on investments.
Well, quite frankly, when you have 3 out of 12 meetings for the planning board canceled because nobody's planning anything, it's kind of all you need to know.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, there's a lot of factors that go into that. Hopefully we come out of this funk. I don't know if I would call it a recession. I'll definitely call it a funk. That we come out of that and, you know, these revenues start to build up. It impacts everything. It impacts our fees. It impacts our interest on investments. It impacts our UCC fees. It's all across the board, you know, what gets impacted by that.
So it's even more critical we do what we're doing with code enforcement and everything else.
Yeah.
Ms. Bucca?
$356,000. I don't have a projected like on a piece of property per se. No, I don't have that.
Okay. Thank you.
It's about 6 months. Yeah.
Okay. Close public portion. Read you. You want to read it?
I have to read the adoption order.
Steve.
This is a HUD adoption for state fiscal year 2012. Be it resolved by the Borough Council of the Borough of Highlands, County of Monmouth, that the budget herein before set forth is hereby adopted and shall constitute an appropriation for the purposes stated of the sums therein set forth as appropriations and authorization of the amount of $6,027,504.75. Item 2 below for municipal purposes, and $30,388.30, sheet 43, open space, recreation, farmland, and historic preservation trust fund levy. The summary of revenues is as follows. The general revenues, surplus anticipated, $651,000. Miscellaneous revenues anticipated, $981,569.82. Receipts from delinquent taxes, $435,000. Amount to be raised by taxation for municipal purposes. Item 6A, sheet 11. $6,027,504.75. Total revenues, $8,095,074.57. And summary of appropriations, general appropriations within caps, A and B operations, including contingent. $5,912,303. Deferred charges and statutory expenditures, municipal, $559,382. Total operations excluded from caps, $378,099.82. Capital improvements, $37,500. Municipal debt service, $536,590. Deferred charges municipal, $58,000. Reserve for uncollected taxes, $613,199.75. Total appropriations, $8,095,074.57.
Okay. Thank you, Steve. With that, I'll offer it.
Second.
Offered by Mary Nolan. Second by Mr. Francie. Mr.
Lincoln? Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mary Nolan?
Yes. I want to ask one thing. Mr. Halfacre, on the consent agenda, on my piece of paper, it says interim borough administrator. It's pulled anyway. Obviously, we already did that separate, but I want to make sure that that resolution is written correctly. He's not interim anymore, right?
But you just appointed him
permanent.
Permanent.
So right, so this should
be. Resolution entirely.
Right, but the resolution, I want to make sure, is correct. That's all.
Yep.
Just a point of.
Actually, it's not on the new one. It's on.
I just don't, you know what I mean? Just make sure it's the right wording so we don't have an issue. So 11227's already been done. Go ahead, Deb.
Okay, we have consent agenda, which is all resolutions and payment of bills, supplemental bill list, and minutes from November 2nd, executive and regular meeting.
Does anybody want to pull anything? We already obviously did 11227. Does anybody want to pull any other resolution from there? Yeah. Or anything in the payment of bills? Any questions?
No.
We're good? Okay. I'll offer it.
By Mayor Nolan. I'll second. Second by Ms. Kane. Mr. Redman?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes. I also want to thank Chief Blewett, obviously Mayor Halfacre, and Sergeant Burton, especially for all the work they did on the 11-232. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, also, as part of the other resolutions, we have what I number 233, if that's the next chronological number,
R11-233.
Number 233 would be the next one to be adopted.
Yes, I know.
Which would be the encroachment issue for 23 Bay Avenue.
Which would be the Bay and Short Drive we just talked about?
Yes.
Okay. I'll offer that.
Well,
you've got to read it. I apologize.
Read it. I just didn't want to move on before we got to that.
That's going to be under other resolutions?
Yep, number 9.
You want a brief explanation, Mike, too? Okay. Sorry about you.
I'm looking at the old agenda. I apologize. But in any event, we can do it now.
Please.
I'll read it. It should be self-explanatory after I read it out. But whereas the property located at 23 Bay Avenue, Lot 15, Block 38.01 consists of the building and other physical improvements that encroach over the property line and into the borough right-of-way on both Bay Avenue and Shore Drive in varying degrees. And whereas the encroachments have pre-existed for a number of years and predate the existing current owner. And whereas the property is being transferred and the encroachments are a defect to title that prevent the transfer. And whereas the borough council desires to alleviate the potential hardship on the owner and purchaser. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the borough administrator and mayor are hereby authorized to prepare and enter into a license or easement agreement with the property owner, allowing the encroachments to remain until such time as the borough determines the area affected by the license or easement is required by the borough for road widening or other public purpose.
Okay. Anyone have any concerns with that? We talked about it in executive session. Basically, the Sugar Shack was built in the footprint of the bootlegger, and there was right-of-way encroachments, is lack of a better word. That wasn't picked up, and the sale is going through now, and we're settling everything right now. So with that, I'll offer it.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Redman. Mr. Redman?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yep.
Ms. Kane?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries. The final test is R11-195, resolution appointing Decoration Commission?
We're going to table that till January.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, then.
Next is R11208, resolution appointing resident to Housing Authority.
I'll offer Ida Koch.
I'll second it. By Mayor Roll Nolan, second. Ms. Kane, Ida Koch. Mr. Redman?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Ms. Kane? Yes. By Mayor Nolan?
Yes. Ida, thank you for serving, Ida.
Thank you all. I'm honored.
Thank you for serving.
Okay, next is Mayor's appointment to the Housing Authority.
That seat is actually not up till the end of the month, so we're going to hold that up till January also.
Next is Resolution R11225. Highlands Business Partnership 2012 budget, introduction and setting of a public hearing date of 1/18/2012.
Anyone on this? Becky, do you want to speak on this? I know you had a meeting.
I had a meeting. I'll go ahead and offer this resolution. It's the same budget as last year. We did increase it, obviously, for the purposes of the property maintenance
person about, right.
In the business district. So
you offer it, I'll second
I'll
it.
I'll offer it. Second by Nolan. Mr. Redman?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yep.
Ms. Kane? Yes. Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Next is Resolution R11228, resolution appointing a part-time recreation leader. Mr. Hill?
Mr. Hill, you want to speak to that?
Yes. Ms. Kim Carriman had submitted her resignation, and we went through the process. We did advertise, and I would like to make a recommendation that Melissa Campbell, her last name now is Melissa Festa, be hired in that position. It is a part-time position working at the community center. Afternoons basically and some evenings, and Melissa's a very, very qualified candidate, so I'd like to insert that in.
Sorry to see Kim go, but I'll offer that if that's your recommendation, sir.
Yes, it is.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
I'll second it.
Second by Ms. Kane. Mr. Redman?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yep.
Ms. Kane? Yep.
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Sorry. It's up to you.
Okay. Up next is R11230, resolution awarding contract for emergency generator switches.
Can we speak on that, Mr. Hill?
Yes, I prefer to, Mr. Hill.
No problem. There's an option here tonight on your award of this contract. Basically, the community development out of Monmouth County had awarded the borough discretionary funding to install automatic transfer switches at the four previous locations where we have the generators currently. Those locations being Borough Hall was an alternate, I'm sorry. Locations the county funded was Community Center, Waterwich Pump Station, and South Bay Pump Station. So basically what this contract is, the base bid utilizing the CD money was for those three locations. There was an alternate that the county did not fund for Borough Hall, which is noted as alternate A1-1. Tonight, it's at the table to either award the base bid for the three locations or add the base and the alternate of Borough Hall as a total package. Pretty much up to you on how you want to do this. The county did fund, there is enough funding in the county money, I believe, to cover the three locations, and the fourth would come out of borough coffers.
And what would the dollar amount be, Mr.?
Basically, if you award the alternate tonight, the alternate came in at $8,857 to Gary Kubiak and Sun Electric. He's the one that did the prior work on all four sites.
Right.
If the alternate is awarded, it will go to that company for a total with base bid and alternate $49,335. If you award just a base bid, it would be Quality Electric at $37,126.
Any thoughts on this, David?
I thought the town hall was an automatic switch.
It's not. It's a manual transfer. They're all manual transfers right now.
Do you need to have an answer on this tonight? Do we fall to one or the other if you don't get an answer? I'll tell you why. Rick had a lot of thoughts on this, and he's stuck in traffic. So, I mean, are you going to have a problem if you don't award this tonight?
Explain to me how the automatic switches will function since the generators are not in position full time.
Well, that would be the intent of the automatic switches to keep the generators there full time.
Right, so you would have to do other stuff.
That was
you're gonna have to raise them back
here. You can't do that. That was the whole point of doing portable generators.
That was the discussion we had prior.
It's evolved.
Right, it was my understanding, coming back to the table again, the direction I got from the table was that the thought from those, I guess, responsible for running the generators, would have them on site and have automatic switches hooked up to them. So that's the whole crux of this project.
See, now when the whole thing started, it was that we were bringing them out to the sites, and they weren't going to be here to get ruined because they weren't able to be lifted off the ground high enough.
Correct.
That I know for sure.
They couldn't be permanent. Correct.
Correct. That's why they're on wheels.
So nothing's changed.
Nothing's changed. However, the reason that we went through this project was the direction given to us that we wanted to make them automatic transfer switches to keep the generators on each location full time.
I remember talking about it.
I don't know that that was formally discussed that they would remain, but to have the ability to do the automatic switch coming from OEM and all would be if they were on site, we could switch them to automatic. They don't have to come running back and forth.
The issue becomes
so
manpower.
Whether or not we want to keep them permanent or not.
Well, it's not just manpower. The one site at the sewer station, there's a lot of soft ground around there. So if you don't have that in place before there's a problem, it's going to sink and not getting it in place.
Currently, the way things are set up right now, is you'd wheel the generator out there if it's not there already.
In a perfect world, you have enough warning.
Right. You plug it in, flip the switch, and you're off and running. Right. The power goes from permanent to generator.
Right.
All right. The intent here was to have it set up as automatic, so when the power, to have it in place already, so when the power, if or when the power does go out, you're already locked in and it just kicks on.
But that's not just it. There's a whole lot of other stuff that you got to do. You got to get them off the ground in two sites, at least three downtown.
If they were permanent generators, yes. That's because they're on wheels, they're temporary.
Right. But if you're storing them there with a permanent switch, you have to make them permanent by definition. You're not leaving them on the ground and get flooded. And,
right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's why they're on wheels. That's why we went that way.
I think this merits some discussion.
Yeah, we're not doing
that. And that's fine. Yeah. That's fine. Are we still okay for CD funding wise?
As far as I know, I'll look into it tomorrow, but I don't think we're in.
That's fine. It does, that
bare minimum, we got to talk about it the next meeting.
Right. It doesn't have to be awarded tonight as long as you're not in jeopardy of your CD funding. That's
all I was always asking. Do we lose or fault? Okay. So we're going to table that then?
Yep. To next week, correct?
Yeah, we're going to change that because obviously.
And I would maybe set up a meeting with Rick and even.
You're gonna have to, you gotta, because I know this was you and him talking about it with Dave a lot. I know that.
Right.
Thank you, Dale.
No problem.
What do you got next, Dave?
Next is R11-232, resolution approving person-to-person transfer of liquor license.
Okay. Anyone want to speak on that? We already talked about it at length a couple times. You have to read it? Has to be read out?
No, it's just on the agenda. It's no changes from what was previously provided.
No wording, the language will be changed in the resolution?
We can't. We're not allowed to impose conditions by law.
Okay.
The transfer has to take place. We have to take it on faith that they're going to follow through.
I know you've worked on that, and I spoke to the chief myself, and he's not going kicking and screaming, let's say that. He's okay. Yes, chief, you just came back in. We're talking about the transfer tonight. You wouldn't fight it kicking and screaming is what you told me. I don't want to put it in. I don't want to speak for you, sir.
Like I said, we have to.
You have to have a certain protocol. I understand.
Mr. Shields, we have to, based on the investigation, they provided more documentation that needs to be looked into. There are some legitimate concerns. So at this time, the police law can't do it.
Is it fair to categorize them as minor issues? I don't want to hold you liable. I don't know
if I can categorize them. I mean, we don't think anything is a criminal in nature. That's
okay. Well, you know, that's where we've obviously had concerns more so in the past than just regular statutory situations, let's say that. Anybody want to speak on the table? Any comments?
I spoke with the chief earlier.
Okay, no, I appreciate that. With that, I'll offer it.
By Mayor Nolan. Second by Mr. Redman. Mr. Redman?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yes.
Ms. Kane? Yes. Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. What's next?
Is North Street come?
Who's speaking to that? Is that you, Dale? Yeah, please.
It would be. Thank you, Mayor. Basically, Madam Clerk, you can take one and pass them down, please. Basically, we were charged with the task of evaluating the North Street pump station, basically to see what it would take to keep it operational in its current condition and some recommendations moving forward. So we did two site visits. We did two inspections of it. We did an overall, and we checked it again during low flow to check actual operation parameters during low tides. And in this report, we noted several deficiencies and several items that should be addressed short term, and some ideas for long term. So just to sum it up quickly, basically the repairs we noted that should be done and looked at in the immediate future is the wet well is all full of sand and debris. That really needs to be sucked out, cleaned out to give it some more capacity. Right now you're not getting a lot of water into that station because it's so silted in. The bar screen in between the wet well and the chamber, the bar screen's coming off. All right. Basically, some of those planks are rotted. So if you try to reattach the bar screen, you may wind up changing out some of those planks. But if you don't address that, you're essentially allowing the chance of larger debris getting into the station, which could damage your pump. The outfall pipe that goes out along the dock there, that used to be secured with tie downs. They're not there anymore. So as that pump kicks in, the pipe kind of bounces up and down on the dock. The building itself, what we know, the building itself has shifted off its foundation slightly, but it has started to shift, so which tells you that its current or its prior anchoring system is either non-existent or has failed.
Right.
So that's something that has to be addressed. The electrical service enclosure is basically just a wooden structure, a hinge structure. It should be a NEMA enclosure to protect it from the wind, the elements, everything else. And then there's some broken conduit, which has also resulted in some corroded equipment that should also be changed out. And basically, this is just to keep it operational in its current condition, but this is what we noted. Long term, obviously, you want to, you know, if you're looking to do something with the station itself in the future, obviously, you want to, before you move forward with anything, you want to take a look at it and see if it could currently handle the storms you expect it to, you know, and then possibly, you know, change out your, you know, your outfall and change out your building. But that's something you need to look long term.
What was the last major work we did there, Dale?
I believe, and I don't think I was involved in this, believe you guys changed the pumps and the pump and seals a couple years back, I believe.
Like 08, right?
Somewhere in there. I want to say
it was 07.
07, 08, right?
It went on for a little while. I know it was one at a time. Do we have any idea in here, the dollars and cents, to do the minimum?
I can put that together for you.
I think we got to at least know that, right, guys?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And the question is, you know, some of this work was going to be included in the stormwater drainage project.
What's overlapping?
Can it wait at this point?
Right. Well, the station itself we took out of the project.
The station itself, but correct. All of the drainage.
Yeah, there was some drainage coming up to it. Right. Right. This basically just deals with the station itself.
Standing alone, basically.
Right. And some of the items aren't large dollar items. You know, just structurally, you know, with the bar screen, it might get into some cost there, but some of the items can be fixed, I think, rather, you know, inexpensively. But I'll give you approximate cost for each.
I mean, the biggest problem with it is right now is the hand automatic. The automatic function doesn't work.
Correct.
We know that for sure.
Yeah.
We experienced that. Thank you, Dale.
All right.
New Jersey Environmental Infrastructure Financing Program.
That would be new, Dale.
Hey, look at you.
I know, right? Basically, we've been talking, you know, moving forward here. We're getting to the time where Pete was looking to start coming up with a list of projects that they're looking to support next month, right, being January of 2012. Basically, starting in March of 2012, they'll start to issue funding award notifications. Right now, we don't have a sense on what those, you know, what the funding would be.
For the drainage project.
For the drainage project, correct. We don't know what that funding would be for that. To remain in this current cycle, the DEP requires a 30-day advance notice before you even advertise, which is going to throw us into early 2012 as it is. And then they expect to have their concurrence done also in January 2012. Not knowing where you are with FEMA funding and not knowing exactly, you know, where the dollars are going to shake out on that, it may be beneficial for you to consider going to the 2013 cycle and just bypass instead of jumping the gun on it. Get your FEMA dollars, get a sense from where you're going, and then just reapply in the next cycle. So basically what I'm looking at tonight is, if you want to do that, that's fine. We could, you know, alert the powers that be down at DEP to say we're going to postpone it to that 13th cycle. If you're looking to stay in the same cycle, then we essentially would have to get a notice out to the DEP immediately and then try to get them to come to draw back on that 30-day notice, just to try to get them to.
But we'd also, the worst part of it is that we'd have to put it out to bid and get bids in a 3-week cycle.
Exactly.
And I don't know how you can, and certainly a rushed bid on a project that size is going to be a costly bid because they're going to cover all bases.
Right. Some of these items, especially with the Skunk Harbor pump, I mean, some of that's going to take some time to get some costs for that. And I think Councilman Francie is correct in saying that, you know, sometimes these guys will add, you know, larger dollars in just to cover themselves.
Correct.
And it could result in larger bids overall. So that's the direction I'm looking for tonight. Like I said, if you're looking to stay in, we've got to notify the DEP immediately. If you're looking to postpone the 2013 cycle, then we would alert them as well, but there wouldn't be a push to bid right now.
So I recommend we say to T&M to send the letter that they've included in the package, which is to ask for to get into the
2012 round.
We're in the 2012 round now.
It would be
FEMA. Yeah, exactly. So it'd be the 2013 round you get into.
Right.
Basically, because FEMA would do their awards in 2012 right now.
And 2013.
And we'd be starting construction spring.
Exactly. You know, we've talked about your permits prior. I mean, it's not a 5-year duration of construction anyway, so your permits are in place. All your documents are in place. It's a matter of saying, hey, you know,
right,
we're gonna hold on this and see what we get.
One possible negative is we lose a year on a permit.
Right. And I don't think that's the end of the world right now, to be honest.
But it's also the prudent way to go with dollars and cents.
Correct.
So I will second Mr. Francie's recommendation. Anybody else have any comments?
Good.
So that's the direction, sir. Yes. Mr. Francie? Yep. Ms. Kane? Yes. Yes. Next up is review of planning board. I think we're going to table this. Yeah, 3 and 4, what we'd like to do, Carla, we didn't really get a chance to, I know I didn't, maybe Becky did. Mr. Redmond has to really get a look at this, obviously, to be fair, to get, you know, so he can know what he's voting on. And it is quite a bit, especially the one with the whole downtown. So we'd like to postpone this to the next meeting.
Next meeting, or even January.
What are we, I'm not going to be in next meeting.
Yeah, what are we doing in January? We have reorg. Is that going to be our meeting, or are we going to have two after that? What did you say? Doesn't matter.
I personally would have the meeting on January 1st, the payment of bills, as it.
And then the next meeting would be the second meeting in January.
The second meeting in January.
So why don't we do this on the second meeting in January?
Both of these, I guess. Yep.
That's okay. Gives you about a month or so. You have to look at it. And,
okay.
Okay.
That's fair.
Can we set the real meeting day?
Well, I mean, I would assume it'd be on the 1st. It's a Sunday.
It's your guys' day, so whatever you guys want.
I would, yeah, and at this point, 1 o'clock?
You want to do 1 o'clock or earlier?
Later, because I have people flying in.
Flying in.
Yeah, that's fine. 1 o'clock is fine.
Are you buying them tickets?
From D.C. and everywhere.
I don't have to buy tickets.
Yeah, and we'll move the venue to the community center?
Yeah.
Yeah, like we normally do, right?
1 o'clock.
January 1st?
1-1-1-2.
1-1-1-2. At 1
o'clock.
At 1.
That's a lot of ones and o's. We're in the digital age.
Okay, the last item we have is a request for a sewer abatement from Gene Rich. This was a letter that was brought before us before, which was asked to come back again.
Unless anything's changed, I mean, no. I support it. I don't think anybody else did.
Yeah, I think so.
The reasons why we can't do it should be self-evident.
Okay.
We told her what those reasons are, and they haven't changed.
So there would be no support at the table in a majority manner for that at this point.
I don't need a... Okay, next up.
Before we go to public session, we have a committee report for the sewer authority. And while I have no report, but I see two members of the sewer authority. Did you want to speak?
Yes, we thought we would.
Go ahead, Ken. Sorry. I didn't see it at the beginning, so I apologize.
Well, they just stuck it.
Oh, there you go.
No, we didn't intend to be late.
Nobody ever does. I understand. I don't mean it badly.
At a prior meeting, maybe the last meeting, council meeting, you guys had reviewed a bill from Sewer Authority, and it sounded like there may have been some concern or questions about what that was.
Was it at the last meeting, November 2nd?
It might have been.
I wasn't here, so you know.
No, we talked about the one-time charge and
about $90,000.
Right.
Or okay, that was in the October meeting.
Right. But it sounded like there was a concern or a question, at least some questions about the nature of that, because it wasn't one of the regular monthly bills, and we wanted to make sure it was clear what that was for.
Okay.
It sounded like there was a surprise and. Maybe not. I mean, no one's ever happy about a $90,000 bill.
Was it in the original budget or no?
It was an amendment to the budget.
Okay.
But it had to do with the 2011 budget, and we knew that there were some unknowns about our budget, and even as far as a year ago, last December, we knew this was going to be unavoidable, and there was letters. Dispatched to the mayor, council, the administrator. So we weren't expecting it not to be understood. We were hoping if you had questions about it, concerns about it, that we could answer them and make sure that.
I think we had it resolved. I mean,
I think you did it in November's meeting. Correct?
Yeah. I mean, I explained what was going on.
And Rick was here also, I believe, right?
So I mean, some of the questions I had that day fixed my misunderstandings, and that got communicated.
There was definitely questions in October, but I thought it was resolved.
I became a member, Chris. I know that you brought me up to speed.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I don't think we had any questions. Not happy, but that's okay.
Right.
Well, it's...
It may not be the answer you're right, you wanted, but it's still an answer.
Dealing with sewage is an expensive proposition.
Things all around.
Yeah, I was
kind of hoping that you'd come in with.
Whoa.
I was kind of hoping you'd come in with news from Thompson today.
We can say a little bit.
Oh, great.
Being non-public, you know, the nature of that, you can't say a whole lot. But there may be a very good chance at our next meeting that we may have a resolution.
And please report that, or if Mr. Francis here.
We made them an offer. They made a counteroffer. It sounds it might be reasonable. Their meeting is tonight. Thompson meeting.
Oh, I thought it was this afternoon. Pat led me to believe it was tonight. It was this afternoon.
So we might know something.
Okay, fine.
Tomorrow, our next meeting on the 22nd, I think it is.
Oh, so it's after our council meeting.
Yes.
Okay. No, because you're not going to be here on the 18th. Right now, so.
Well, we have on our sewer authority meeting for December. If everything is the way we think it is, we can have everything resolved.
Great.
Very good.
Thank you for your work on that board, Ken. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Just to mention, also in December, we hope to be able to award a contract for the engineering services to build the alternate forest main to go straight into Middle Ground.
Perfect. Down what we call Buttermilk Valley.
Buttermilk Valley, yes.
Perfect.
Which one is of the keys that's been holding up is getting
fantastic news.
The required information from them. And we expect that would be coming very quickly.
That's great news. Thank you, sir.
Okay, next up, public portion.
Okay. Brian, we own check?
And of course, wine time.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I'm the
317 Shore Drive, inquiring in reference to the inspection that was done for the Oak Hill properties. Times passed, and we thought that report would be available, you know, long before this point. And we're wondering, you know, as an association, you know, where that report is.
Sure.
When it's going to be available.
It's available. If you go to Borough Hall, you have to file an OPR request for it. It is available.
Okay, because before it was said it was going to be provided to us, I didn't realize we had to do an OPR request for that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we said that in October, but we didn't. I apologize. Yeah, just because
at this point, there's litigation involved, or at least potential litigation involved.
Right.
So dotting the I's and crossing the T's, you fill out an OPR request, it's available.
Okay. When was that available? Did it just become available? Because I have called a few times.
Well, it's been I don't know the date that the final documents came in. Yeah, the upland homeowners were provided with excerpts of the report as to each their properties last week.
And how it impacted them.
Oh, so it is pretty recent.
And not much has changed from the original September 7th report.
Well, I think that was discussed before the last meeting that based on this report, obviously, if not much has changed, you know, you might have a little more information or knowledge from going up there, but that it was addressed or talked about some action being taken.
Significant action,
you know, at the last meeting.
The report was provided last week to the affected upland property owners, the report was more detailed than the September report. I mean, significantly more detailed than the September report. It was broken down property by property. It's been provided to each property owner's section has been provided to that property owner with a demand that action be taken. And if it's not, then the town's going to have to step in and take action. Now that each property has a specific recommendation as to what it needs to do. You know, the original report was sort of generic as to all properties.
Right.
Okay. So that deadline passes Friday. Is that right?
Yeah, Friday. They have till this Friday.
The new deadline.
They have till this Friday to respond, and then from that point forward, those that are impacted with conditions that are set forth, we will then have to follow up with.
Okay, to obtain the responses, would that be an additional request when they respond?
They can respond to me verbally if they give me a
call. No, I think what he's asking, I don't want to speak for it. Can they get their request? They're looking for the homeowners upland.
Yeah, we want to know how they respond.
What their responses were.
When they respond, how do we find that information?
Is that information?
If it's verbally, then if I call you, will you tell me what they told you?
I can tell you this. We're in litigation with, or potential litigation with many multiples now. So the information I can share, I'm going to have to defer to Mr. Halfacre to a point. I can tell you... I'm comfortable with guidance telling you who responded, but to tell you what they responded to or whether they're going to do...
If a homeowner responds saying, we've hired a geotechnical engineer, we're going to look at this situation, are you saying that's information you can't...
No, I think that information would be shared. It depends on the response. I think Tim's trying to say
is... We haven't mandated...
If the homeowner tells you a pound salt,
he might not want to know that either.
And quite honestly, I've been told that twice already, but that's off the record.
Nicely.
But realistically, the recommendation in the report, too, is a recommendation in terms of the geotech. So we're hoping people get together. There again, that's a recommendation. Mm-hmm. So if that's the only recommendation on a particular property... That's a recommendation. There's no action that we're going to force that particular property owner to take, but the recommendation is in the report that they be a part of a bigger geotech survey if possible. That's it. We can't force them to have a geotech done at this point. Any property that's been impacted with conditions of health safety, that's what we can address.
Each property is differently situated in terms of the condition and what this report recommends.
Yeah, each property is a different distance from the edge.
Different situation, absolutely.
So
I do think a lot of that would be information you could share with the public, but you're going to defer to our attorney.
If there's anything I have a question with, but yes, I can certainly let you know. I feel confident saying at least three property owners have had conversations with me.
And you don't know if you can talk about it at this moment? Or
no, I can't.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, in reference to Congressman Blum,
mm-hmm.
I know you've received some emails about it, and some of us as residents, and my wife has also written in with information. Would it be?
Called him today at 10 to 12. I called him today at 10 to 12, because I had an old cell phone number, old like 2 months. Got the new one from Mr. Hawley, if you don't mind. Thank you, Joe, by the way. He answered the phone, said, hey, can I call you right back? I'm going in to vote. I guess he's down in D.C. At 5:30, when he was coming out of the vote, there must have been some vote, called me back. I was driving home, so I couldn't really write anything down. He asked me to send him a brief synopsis of what's going on, and he said he would be more than happy after reading it to call the Army Corps of Engineers. So.
When he does that, I'm not allowed to come in.
I read the whole thing. I responded to Kim's email at about 6:30. I didn't get to go down the list because I was, like I said, I was driving, but I didn't want you to think that once I knew I basically...
You'll text
when you're driving. No. I'll be like, did Joel have any... But like I said, I didn't think it would be a problem. Once he reads it, I'm sure if there's any concerns, he'll call me back and tell me that. But briefly telling him what it was, he said, you know, send me the information and I'll go from there. See, I don't want to send him a whole packet. That's kind of, he said, how many pieces are you sending me? I said, you know what, I'm not going to send you this. If he says to me, Frank, I need 1, 2, 3, then obviously I'll get that information.
What we sent was pictures, the geotech board.
No, that's fantastic. And I did, and I saw that in email and I told him that was coming too, just so he would have an idea. He's not two situations, it's kind of the same situation.
Yeah, we didn't send him a book.
Yeah, and I didn't want to send him something that he's going to labor over reading. I basically going to say, I'm going to send him a one page thing saying this is what we need you to do.
Preferably that he can sign.
yeah. But like I said, he's always helped us out, and he called me, so, you know, I don't think they'll have a situation.
Big boost in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Someone like that calling, absolutely, I would agree.
Thank you.
No problem. Kim, you're next.
Just one quick follow-up question. How soon do you think we can move along the letter to Pavone and the Army Corps of Engineers?
Well, I'm going to call him, I'm going to send him that email back tomorrow. With a brief, I don't know if he's still D.C. or not. I don't think that's really relevant, but I don't know what he's involved in. Like I said, he went into a vote that was in there 5 hours plus. So, you know, I think he understands that it's not a passive situation. It's, it's a bordering emergency situation. So he's going to, unless he sees a real concern, I don't see him not calling in the next 24 hours, to be honest with you. Yeah. No problem. Mr. Mandra?
I have two things on the agenda here.
Go ahead, sir.
268 Bayside Drive. Exxon was up and paved in front of my son's house. They did a nice paving job. They put the base coat down. They caved it right into his front lawn. The neighbor next door now, she's getting flooded out with this rain we had in the last 2 days. They didn't pitch it, and they didn't put up no berm. And I'd like to know when they're coming back. They said the town's holding.
Mr. Hill, can you
elaborate? Yeah, so holding up, that was a temporary patch of that area only. That has nothing to do with the long-term plans on what we're working with ExxonMobil to do further paving there, if allowed. But please, I'll go out and look at it, but if you're telling me that they, I know they weren't going to repitch the road, they were just patching. But if there was an issue where they should have put something along to protect that property, we'll contact ExxonMobil directly.
The woman next to my son, Marsh.
So prior to their patch, that never happened?
No.
Okay.
Because my son had sandbags up in the front from the last time when they were working there, and they didn't even remove the sandbags. They paved right up to them.
Okay. I'll go up and take a look at them. We'll call Exxon. I'll email them. Call them tomorrow.
And obviously, if you get a confirmed date to coming back, please pass that on to Mr. Mandron so they know what's going on. You had a second one,
thing,
sir.
The other thing is VFW had a meeting tonight. And we're talking about getting out of Veterans Park. We also hear rumors that the town's going to pay for the electric to be put in there.
I personally didn't agree to any of that. I don't know. Was there a vote last time? I don't know.
The electric that was put in was paid for by the Memorial Project, Doc.
Okay, the one was paid by them. They said
absolutely.
They paid for it.
All right. No,
we're doing pedestrian light, but
yeah,
different.
There is a lighting plan that's got to be 10 years old. Carla.
And that's for the perimeter too.
That's for the perimeter and the whole park, and they donated the fixtures for that, and we are paying for the electrical installation, a number around $3,000 or $4,000. All right, and that's part of an ongoing project to light the basketball courts, to light the promenade. All right, a significant upgrade.
That goes back to 03-04.
Correct. All right, so that we took advantage of the fact the same kind of fixtures that are in place now, he donated 14 fixtures at, I don't know, probably $8,000, Colin? Some number like that.
Decent amount of money, yeah.
Decent amount of money, yeah. These things aren't cheap. These are not low-end fixtures. You're not going to buy this stuff in Home Depot. All right, and we are paying for the electrical install of that, Don. That's all.
Well, right now, the veterans, we're looking to get out of there. Because we were going to put them in the corner. We gave them permission for that. They said they didn't want to work in the corner because the statues couldn't face New York. Well, the statues are facing down towards Long Branch now, main facing the New York. And they took up most of the park. And as a day like today with Pearl Harbor, December 7th, that should be remembered too. And the sacrifices made by all veterans.
I agree, sir. Thank you, and I'm sorry if they do want to get out of there. Tom Westhoven?
Pass.
Thank you, sir. Christian Lee?
Yes, Mayor, thanks. So, I think it's really great.
Christian, just your address, please. I'm sorry.
I think it's really great that steps are being taken to control the cats, and it's incredibly generous of the HVP to contribute to that. I got to say, I haven't seen much of a change up in my neighborhood, and there's a lot of cats, so I hope that it gets up there soon.
Duly noted. Thank you, sir. Carol Bucco?
Yes.
Thank you. Carlos Afala Braswell?
I'll pass.
Cool. Wow. Should have played the lottery. Roger Clemente? Yeah, I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah, they are.
162 Highlands Ave, correct? Sir?
Right,
yes. I'm sorry, we were laughing.
Who owns the canal that runs from the VFW out to there? Who's in charge?
VFW out to the bay. Jones Creek. On Bay Avenue side is our property, correct? On the other side is the county.
We maintain Jones Creek.
The town maintains Jones Creek.
We attempt to.
But are you responsible to maintain it?
Well, that's an age-old issue. Here's the deal.
Okay,
so if we're not responsible...
Ask your question, sir.
Yeah.
Ask your question.
Okay, next question is two big 36-inch drainage pipes that go into that creek.
Correct.
Can somebody tell me where they go, where they're coming from? Where is that drainage pipes?
Are you saying on the bank side or the bank?
On the bank side, going through the, on the bank side.
They're sure, coming from Route 36.
Route 30 from the state highway.
Linden, through a box at the corner of Waterwich and Linden, at that intersection. Correct.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. I'll offer end of meeting.
Seconded by?
Second.
Mr. Raven? All in favor?
Aye. Thanks, everybody, for coming out.